What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. The Blackhawks did it, y'all. The Blackhawks finally did it. They snapped their road losing streak, and they did it in impressive fashion by scoring 5-plus goals. We're going to break down their win. They finally broke a streak with that one. 5 points. We're going to break all that down. We're going to get into the Connor Bedard, man. Look, are they protecting him enough? Because he's been really getting some hits, and it's getting kind of ridiculous right now. So we're going to get into that, too. And we're also going to preview their upcoming matchup over the weekend against the Washington Capitals. And then they got a rematch, too, against the Arizona Coyotes again. But let's get into it. They finally get that monkey off their back, scoring 4 power play goals and snapping their 22-game road losing streak. You got to love it overall. This was great. They needed this one, and they did it in a big fashion overall. That's one thing you got to love about this one. So with that being said, let's get right into it. You know how we're going to do it. We're going to break it down goal by goal, play by play on each one. It started off first with a power play goal in the first period. This was a 5-on-3, by the way. They had a 2-man advantage in this one. They should have scored, and they did capitalize on that one. Power play goal by Seth Jones, assisted by Connor Bedard and Tyler Johnson in that one. Then the second period, the Arizona Coyotes did tie it up at 1-1. But then another power play goal again by Nick Foligno, assisted again by Connor Bedard and Tyler Johnson. That duo was just doing their thing in that one. So you got to love that one overall. They're up 2-1 in that second period. But then they score again, the Arizona Coyotes, to tie it up at 2-2. But it wasn't over yet. Power play goal, again, scored by Jason Dickerson, assisted by Kevin Korchinski in that one, put them up 3-2 in that one. Then when you thought, like, okay, are they going to go back and forth? There's going to be one of them tight, close games. No, another power play goal scored by Philip Kurashev, assisted by Nick Foligno, and guess who else? Tyler Johnson. And then in the third period, an empty netter by Seth Jones in this one, assisted by Jason Dickerson. I got so many stars, I don't even know who to start with. We're going to get into that later. But let's give you pretty much the whole team and stats breakdown. 32 shots on goal for the Blackhawks, 39 for the Arizona Coyotes. The Blackhawks just lost the face-off percentage barely, 49.2%, while the Arizona Coyotes had 50.8%. Now, this was just beautiful, and they needed this. The Blackhawks was due for this. They had 5 power play chances, okay? And they scored on 4 of them, 80%. That's a high, while the Blackhawks only gave up 2 power play chances. Didn't score any, 0%. Penalty minutes, 10 for the Arizona Coyotes, which really hurt them overall. Just 2 for the Chicago Blackhawks. 27 hits for the Blackhawks, 32 hits for the Arizona Coyotes, 18 blocks for the Arizona Coyotes, 14 for the Blackhawks, and .949 save percentage, while it was .844. You got to love this one right now. Let's look at the box score a little bit. And look, the beauty with this one, too, was Soderblom was in there. He's a guy who haven't got a win since, like, late November, and he finally got one. So you got to like it. 39 shot attempts. He only gave up 2 goals in that one. So you got to like that overall. I'm going to give him a star. He definitely deserves it. I wouldn't say he's my number one star. I would have to give it to Tyler Johnson. I mean, this man was out there. He had 3 assists in this game, getting 3 points on that one. He did get a shot on goal, but he was out there assisting left and right. And you got to love it. And then my other star, I'm going to have to give it to Seth Jones. I mean, he scored the first one on the power play to get it going. Then he got an empty netter in that one as well, getting himself 2 goals in that game. So you got to like that. He did have 5 shots on goal. I think he had pretty much the team high overall in that game with the shots on goal. So he was definitely in command in that one. I mean, look, I could have gave another star to Jason Dickerson. He helped out in a big way, too. I can't forget that he scored a goal and he gave an assist in that one. So he had 2 points. I mean, you had Connor Bedard dishing out, you know, 2 assists as well, getting 2 points on the board. So you got to like that one as well. I mean, they were doing their thing. Nick Foligno getting a goal scored. I mean, it was just overall beautiful. But I'm going to give it to Soderblom, Tyler Johnson, and Seth Jones. Those players really stepped out. Those are my 3 stars in this game. You got to love this one. This was a great win overall. And I love this for the Blackhawks. So kudos to them in that one. Now, let's break down. I'm going to get into that Connor Bedard hit as I'm going through my takeaways in this game. And I got some very interesting ones when it comes to this, because You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of getting frustrated with the hits that Connor Bedard has been taking, but it's kind of getting overshadowed because of the fact that, you know, the Blackhawks did win this game, and that's more important than this one. But that would have been kind of the talk if they would end up losing this game. I mean, the fact that, you know, the Blackhawks scored 4 power play goals. They were one of the lowest power play scoring teams overall. And the fact that you scored that, helped out by Seth Jones, Foligno, Kurashev, Jason Dickerson. I mean, they were really on an offensive explosion. And these are the others. See, you didn't even hear Connor Bedard scoring. You see 5 goals, you're expecting maybe Connor Bedard did like maybe 1 or 2 of those. Probably had a hat trick in that game. But the others stepped up. And that's the thing that's key here. And then, we, like I said, Soderblom definitely deserves a star in this one. Because, look, he was stopping the first 20 shots he faced in that one. I mean, he did good. He earned his first win. He hasn't got one since November 24th. He deserved that one. The fact that the Blackhawks scored 5 goals, okay? This was, by the way, the Blackhawks won for the first time this season when scoring 4 or more goals, okay? Before that, they were 0-27-2 in that whole-like stat. So that's very interesting overall in that one. The fact that they won in Arizona, you got to like that because last time, you know, the Arizona Coyotes kind of beat them down a little bit in that one in October 30th. So you got to like that. I told you Tyler Johnson deserves a star, giving out 3 assists in this game. I mean, he was key, okay? And if you think about it, prior to this, he only had 6 assists in his previous 47 games. So that helped out in a big way in this one. Look, I don't like the hit that was delivered on Bedard in the first period. I do like the fact that Connor Bedard's knowing that this is happening, it's getting tough. But I'm going to say it again. Look, offseason, we're going to have to get some goons. You know, more than just veteran leadership, but like some bad brothers. Some people say, hey, you ain't going to mess with our star. I would really want this offseason is maybe a young, good scorer along the way. If you can get a veteran scorer too, that's great as well. So 2 veteran scorers, you know, in that realm. And then if you can't get a veteran scorer, get maybe if you get a high pick who's a scorer right away, who could come in right away and play, and then a veteran scorer who can help out along the way too, you get those, that's great. But you need 2 kind of starting enforcers right away to kind of like, look, we're here, we're going to knock you out, and we're not playing no game. So I do like that overall. So I love this in this game. You got to like it, okay? So I love this. Now, one thing I have to say before anything is, the trade deadline is coming up. It's going to be Friday at 2 p.m. We're not probably going to have an episode until Monday to recap it all. But the ones who you thought might would have been gone, which was Petr Mrazek, maybe Nick Foligno, Jason Dickerson, now they don't have them because they re-signed all of those. So a name that's probably interesting, maybe Colin Blackwell would be a name. Connor Murphy's been hurt, so that's kind of hard right now. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen. Now, Colin Blackwell did mention that, you know, they brought up that he could be a potential piece move. And he mentioned that he said, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm finally feeling that comfort, which is hard to do in this league when you've been bounced around a bit. Now, you know, the Blackhawks got a bunch of young players and just a lot of kind of veteran one piece moves, kind of prove it guys. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they're going to do as the trade deadline approaches for this team. Now, something else to look forward in this weekend is that the Blackhawks got a matchup on Saturday and they got a rematch again with the Coyotes. So I'm going to be very interested to see what they do against those guys. But look, these are 2 games that they could win. They're taking on the Washington Capitals, which is an old veteran team right now, just trying to get it together. And then you got the Arizona Coyotes, who you just beat. Now you're going to be on the road again with the Capitals. Then you come back home that Sunday to take on the Coyotes. Now, as we're doing this podcast right now, you're looking at the Washington Capitals right now. They're 29th overall in goal scoring. They can't really score. So that helps you out right now for a team that really needs to score in the Blackhawks. So maybe you can keep that offensive explosion going against this team. This team gives up 3.1 goals a game. That's ranked 22nd right now as we're doing this. They're 22nd in power play in this one, 21st in save percentage, and 29th overall in faceoff percentage. This is one that you could kind of beat this team. They're going against Dylan Strome, a former Blackhawks who's leading this team in goals right now, 23 goals. But look, this is something that you could beat this team and dominate against. So that's something to take note of. Then you're taking on the Coyotes, a team that you just beat overall, okay? This is a team right now that you saw what you can do to them. I don't think they're going to be giving up that many power plays, but they're very undisciplined. That's the thing that's been hurting this team. If you can take advantage of that, you're going to have to take advantage of the power play chances and score early. Score early and often, back to back. And if you can do that and kind of duplicate a game like this without the power plays, but just really getting on their nerves, kind of disrupting them, if you can do that, they can blow it again. And you can come out this weekend with maybe back-to-back wins, which then coming in till we do our next podcast, they have a 3-game winning streak, which is something that they desperately need. But we're going to recap those games over the weekend. We're also going to recap if anything happens in the trade deadline and any other news that happens with this team. You're listening to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. Talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.